Welcome to Simmer Dam. I'm Brenda Anderson.
And I'm Libby Summers.
And I'm Roberto Leocci. Ciao. And I'm used to be in a band called Scrub Muffin.
I love it. And he says he had a mullet. We'll see. Libby, tell us where we are.
We're in Men's Studio on Louisville Road, Savannah, Georgia. And what's so cool about this is we're talking about artisanal meats and charcuterie and fun stuff with Roberto. And this is an old meatpacking plant.
So if you hear an echo, we're in one of the old meat lockers.
We are in like a crazy old meat locker, and thanks to everybody at Men for allowing us to come out and shoot and use this great facility.
And carrying heavy things. Yeah. And before we go any further, I think that Roberto should give the definition of charcuterie.
My charcuterie is more of an artisan style, an old style of using the salt as a curing agent. And in the old times, that's how they used to preserve meats. And making it locally with local farms, knowing where the meat's coming from, and hand-making it myself, and so my patrons could enjoy it and enjoy different types of different, like a venison and pork, Genoa, salami, or an alligator and a crawfish sausage. And all different types of mixtures that we could create nowadays and have it local.
I just want to say, we just tried some of his duck prosciutto, and it was amazing.
And that's a recipe that we're doing for Unsalted in Style. Roberto's giving us that wonderful, and we're doing a how-to. So Roberto will take you step by step through the how-to of making that. And if Roberto, correct me if I'm wrong, if Webster were to define charcuterie, it's like the art of smoking, curing, and preserving meats. Like,
yes.
And you do it in this old world style, which is so cool.
We do it both ways at the restaurant. We do it with the brick oven. We take the coals out of the brick oven and put it in a slotted hotel pan, and we smoke the whole pork bellies like that.
Wow.
And that's just for the restaurant, but for the public, we also do it at the farm, at Hunter Cattle, where we're building a whole dry aging facility there, like a huge room with rotating, so we can make prosciutto, 12-month aged prosciutto, we can make copa and all the different meats. So it's very exciting.
Nice. When's that facility going to be finished?
It started it's kind of like in Italy, you have the agriturismo. They actually have two cottages on top of the farm. So you could actually see the person make the salamis, and you could also visit the farms where all the animals are raised. So it's really, really
That's
cool.
That's cool in Europe. Like, I've stayed in those places in Portugal. And it's catching on in the United States.
And
it's agricultural tourism.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's really cool. And it will be probably ready for the public. We met with the USDA, what we need to have ready. And the building will be finished probably in 2 months. We also, after it's built, after 2 months, we'll be able to sell to gourmet markets and restaurants. In 4 months, but if anybody really has the craving for it, we currently making it for the restaurant, and we do sell it from the restaurant. Duck prosciutto, guanciale, pancetta, and next week we'll have a fresh mortadella.
Yum.
Guanciale. I just like to say, like, I always go on the dictionary on how to pronounce and just put in guanciale because I like to have and a different, and you can have someone from northern Italy say guanciale and guanciale. I love how you said that. Which guanciale is for all our listeners, Roberto?
And guanciale is a kind of like a bacon. It's perfectly used for a carbonara, and it's a jowl of the pig, and
okay.
It's delicious.
Yum.
Yum.
Well, we're going to get together with Roberto and not just discuss charcuterie for our next podcast, because we want to go to his restaurant, talk to his lovely wife, Lacey, and some of his favorite customers, talk about his tattoos and his rock band. So everybody will have that to look forward to. And thank you so much, Roberto.
Thanks, Roberto.
You were awesome today.
And thank you for bringing back Scrub Muffin in my life.
Scrub Muffin. Thanks. See you soon.
Yeah.
Scrub muffins.